I love this particular gospel, especially the second half of it, where our Lord talks about his yoke and his burden. And those aren't words, I think, that we normally think of when we think of our Lord, as something burdensome, as something like a yoke, an object of labor, you know, the yoke that they would use with oxen to pull the plows and so on. And yet that is how our Lord describes following him, that it is taking on his yoke and his burden. But he says that his yoke is light, and or yoke is easy, and his burden is light. It's a message of hope. It's a message of hope because we live in a world that has so many burdens, such difficult labor, such difficult challenges in our lives, so much pain and suffering and sorrow that comes with this life. It's a burden. It's a labor, sometimes to even get through it. And in the midst of this, we hear our Lord saying, take my yoke upon you. Not the yoke of the world, not the yoke of other people, not the yoke of our own sin. Take my burden, because it's lighter, it's easier, it's better. This is such a message of hope that there are a number of times when people have chosen this reading for funerals for loved ones, especially a loved one who suffered so much in their life. They had a difficult, painful life, and this reading brought them hope. Hope that for this loved one who suffered so much, things would be easier, things would be better. And for them as well, in their sufferings, as they continue through this life, things would be easier. And it would keep them carrying on. One more step, one more day in their life, seeking our Lord's work, our Lord's burden, and not the burden of the world. It's seeking, as St. Paul says in our second reading, if the spirit of the one who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, the one who raised Christ from the dead will give life to your mortal bodies also, through his spirit that dwells in you. That our Lord Jesus, who sent the Holy Spirit upon us at our baptisms, would also use that same spirit to raise us up from the dead and enter into the eternal life that he promises us. It's a promise that we can place our trust in. That if we take on his yoke, we take on his burden, that he will raise us to that eternal life that he promises us. Again, a message of hope. And this is a message of hope from one, as the first reading says, he will proclaim peace to the nations. And that peace that he's talking about is not just merely the absence of war, but it is the true peace that comes from him, that desires the good for others and not ourselves. It desires the good for those especially who are burdened by the cares of this world, by sin. And so it should lead us to rejoice heartily and shout for joy. This hope that we have in our Lord, that if we follow him, we learn from him, it will lead to joy. It will lead to rejoicing. Most importantly, it will lead to rest. That rest that we desire in eternity. That is what our Lord's burden leads to. Rest for eternity. But there is a burden there. Because he does say, my yoke is easy, my burden light. It's not going to be a smooth path to follow him. The spiritual life isn't something we can just coast through. Following our Lord is not just something where we can set the cruise control and not worry about it. It is a burden. It is a labor in the spiritual life. It's a good labor. It's a good burden. But it is something that we need to constantly be working at. We need to be actively seeking our Lord, actively seeking to learn from Him, actively seeking to know Him better. That is the burden that He places in us, is to follow Him, to know Him, to learn from Him. The risk, if we do not take on this burden of the spiritual life, is to fall into what St. Paul talks about. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. If we think we can ignore the spiritual life, we will fall into the deeds of the body. And this is more than just the physical things, the physical sins, the physical temptations, the physical desires. This is also that selfishness, that pride that exists in each and every one of us. That sin that keeps us centered on ourselves, that pushes others away if we have conflict with them, if we have disagreement with them. It leads us to vanity and gossip. It leads us to attack others, to see ourselves as better than others. It leads us away from Christ and into the world. And what we need to do is we need to put to death that pride, that vanity, that selfishness, that self-centeredness. And we need to take on His humility. He says that He is humble and meek of heart. Well, we need to be like that. We need to be humble to recognize the damage we have done when we have accepted the deeds of the world. We need to be self-giving. We need to be willing to give of ourselves completely, even at the risk of being hurt by others. We need to seek others' well-being. Help them. Instead of working on tearing them down to make ourselves look better, we need to be lifting them up. That's why gossip is so dangerous. It tears people down. It only exists to tear people down. We need to be lifting people up. We need to be working with them. We need to be encouraging them, supporting them, helping them, leading them to Christ. That is part of this spiritual burden. If we are to learn from Him, if we are to follow Him, we need to be bringing others with us in learning from Him and following Him. It's not easy because of that pride. Not because the yoke is hard. Our Lord tells us His yoke is easy. We make it difficult. We make the labor hard by ourselves. And we need to die to that. That's what we need to die to. And instead, turn back to our Lord and learn from Him and take that easy yoke from Him and take that light burden and follow Him and live according to the Spirit, not according to the things of the flesh, the things of the world. If we do that, when our time here on earth is done, we will have that rest that our Lord promises us. We will be lifted up as the Holy Spirit, or as He promises through the Holy Spirit, when that time comes.